Hi, I'm Julian Chenin, co-host of the AAPG Sustainable Development Podcast, and in this segment, we're continuing to talk to the winners of this year's AAPG Sustainable Development in Energy Competition, a global event designed to encourage and promote sustainable development in energy industries, sponsored in part by the AAPG Foundation.
Welcome, Brianna. Can you introduce yourself and what you do to our listeners?
Hi. So my name is Brianna Javier, and I'm a second-year astrobiology PhD student at the California Institute of Technology. That's in Pasadena, California. I'm currently in the Department of Biology, and I am conducting my dissertation research under the mentorship of Dr. Scott Pearl. So he co-leads the Origins and Habitability Lab at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. My dissertation work focuses on mostly biosignature detection and preservation in the context of finding life elsewhere in the universe, specifically Mars, Enceladus, and Europa. The field of astrobiology is very exciting to me, not only because of the intersection between so many different fields like biology, chemistry, geology, planetary sciences, but also because the applications a lot of this research has for improving life right here on Earth.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic, Brianna. You know, exploring for different life, but also incorporating so many different sciences together. And I know right before we actually met, you had mentioned that this wasn't sort of the intended path, right? You had spun off into astrobiology.
Right. That's correct. So I was a pre-medical student all throughout my undergrad. And after I graduated, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do an MD, a PhD, or an MD, PhD. Kind of dabbled in both, doing some cancer genetics work and medical research autopsies at Sloan Kettering. When I got into Caltech, I was doing mostly biomedical research, thought I would do a fun lab rotation with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory because who wouldn't want an experience like that? And I ended up falling in love with astrobiology. Wasn't expecting that. I've been taking a lot of geology classes and learning more about planetary sciences and just the learning new concepts and learning to think a different way has been very exciting for me.
That's really, really cool, Brianna. I'm excited to hear more. So can you describe the project you submitted for the Sustainable Development Contest?
Yeah, of course. So part of my dissertation work involves characterizing what's called halophiles. These are salt-loving archaea that thrive in lithium-contaminated brines. So by characterizing these extremophiles and understanding kind of their metabolic processes and mechanisms of lithium ion absorption, I'm hoping to harness that kind of biotechnology to find a way to safely and efficiently extract lithium from contaminated brines. So this is really important for petroleum mining since one of the byproducts of fracking is lithium contaminated wastewater. And my proposal involves using these lithium tolerant halophiles for wastewater remediation.
I see. So really repurposing that water and finding sort of another use case for it. So kind of building off of that, what are the next steps and the future for your project?
So results from this project would impact a number of different fields, particularly environmentally friendly ways to clean up contaminated wastewater using these microbes, and safe and sustainable ways to mine lithium from brines and potentially even clays using these halophiles. And of course, by doing all this, I'm characterizing a number of potential biosignatures that could be used for life detection on planets and planetary bodies that contain lithium evaporites, such as Mars.
So I'm curious what the first steps in going through this study is. Like, what are the things that you're doing today versus the things that you're looking towards achieving in a couple years?
Right. So the interactions between life and biology and lithium is not very well characterized. There have been a couple of preliminary studies that have demonstrated the ability for microbes and different species of archaea and bacteria to absorb lithium from their environment. So I'm trying to get this system working in our laboratory so that I can potentially modify these microbes to increase their lithium uptake and find a way that this could be scaled up for industrial purposes.
So not just also repurposing, right, that produced water, but also repurposing the methodology so that it can be applied to, say, different industries or perhaps even potentially other materials, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So like I said, this isn't a phenomenon that's been very well characterized. So learning about the mechanism that these microbes are able to take up lithium, of course, will help with, you could do some gene editing techniques to increase their productivity, but also just understanding the basic science behind how these microbes work. That's really key for the life detection aspect of it.
I'm really excited to follow this research. This is something I didn't know much about, and I feel like there's a lot that could come from it. So where does your personal interest in sustainable development come from, and where do you see this space growing in the future?
So a part of what drew me to astrobiology is the ability to apply our knowledge for, understanding things in space and the universe, specifically for my case, finding life elsewhere in the universe, that directly applies towards improving life on Earth. I love the overlap, being able to apply our knowledge to improve, the human experience. So the overlap between planetary sciences and sustainability on our home planet for me is a huge draw. And I think that in the future, as we learn more about the fate and processes, as we discover other planets and extend our knowledge about the universe, the better understanding we'll have about our own planet and how to protect our resources here.
Oh, that's really amazing. Yeah, just like Sarah, I mean, this is some really exciting research. And I mean, as geoscientists, right, it really is earth scientists, which incorporates all of the different sciences to really characterize those different processes and, of course, how they could be translated elsewhere. And that is really exciting to see. Brianna, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and for sharing more around your project. And again, congratulations to you and your team for winning the Sustainable Development Competition. That's very exciting. We can't wait to see where this continues to grow in that space. Before signing off, are there any final comments, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our audience?
Let me think. First of all, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure being able to share a bit of my research with you guys and my passion for this, the combination of astrobiology and sustainability. I guess there are so many opportunities in fields that you wouldn't think have overlap. And really, to anyone out there that has a passion for science and thinks that maybe there's only one career path to getting towards their goals, there are many career paths, many ways to take to end up at your goals, and it gives you a really unique perspective. So don't be afraid to take the road less traveled.
Thanks so much for coming on our podcast, Brianna.
The AAPG Sustainable Development and Energy Competition, Innovating for a Sustainable Energy Future, was created to generate practical and achievable ideas that promote the need for sustainable development in energy industries. This contest is sponsored by BP, Chevron, and the AAPG Foundation.